aval shar shoimrim, whereas other types of watchmen p'turim me'oinsen, they're exempt. If this type of thing happens, if a lion comes along and eats the animal or something like that, ki me'achar she'eno mekablim kol ha'hano, because by all the other shoimrim, shomer socher, shomer chinam, or socher, they're not getting full pleasure from the item. The shomer chinam is getting nothing. He's taking zero pay for watching the item, and he's not using. He wasn't allowed to use the item in any way. The shomer socher is getting a stipend for watching, but again, he has no use of the object itself. So, because of the fact that they are not getting full pleasure from the item, al kain ein mutlaleim lahaloi so'av avano shalois sedov l'shrosha, they're not the ones responsible to elevate that pleasure to Hashem. It's the one who's deriving pleasure from the item, he's the one that's, and depending on what percentage of pleasure you're deriving, that's what makes it that you're responsible to elevate this pleasure to Hashem. Shai deze nishmar, that's how the item is protected. Afilu me'oynes me'achar she'en kol ano shelohem rak shel balabais. In their case, they're not getting all the pleasure, it's the owner that's getting the majority of the pleasure. Alkein hadova b'shus balabais, therefore the object is considered to be in the possession of the owner. Ki einom yecholim lishmar me'oinsin, because they're not in a position to protect this item from oinsin. Ki ze toloi rak b'mi shekol hano sheloi b'kanal, the only one that can do that is the one who has full rights to pleasure from that item. Ki mi shehano sheloi hu daika yochol lishmar me'oinsin ay deshiyale hano l'shor shechesed shebikdusha, because the one who has full rights to draw pleasure from that item, he's the one who has the ability to elevate the malchus to the chesed shebikdusha. Shai dezer malin hamalchus dikdusha me'adalet malchios. That's how you elevate the malchus from the bed that it fell into. Shai dezer nishmor me'oinsin. That's how you protect from oinsin. Rakaf al pikein. However, still, Hashemer sochor chayiv bignei vavaveda. The one who's getting paid for watching, he still has some liability. He's chayiv if it's stolen, you know, or if it's lost. Shehem boim alidei pegamadas, which we learned earlier, those kind of things result from pegamadas, where the person wasn't watching carefully enough. The person didn't have it on their mind carefully enough. Because since this person is receiving payment from his friend, and the payment that he's receiving from his friend, that's how his friend is giving chius into if Reuven and Shimon to watch his house for him, that money. Now Rav Mosesal says, V'alkein, Hashem Esochor, this person who's getting paid for watching, Me'achar Shechavero Inoisim Lischar, because his friend is paying him, V'ideze Aschar Mekabel Chiyus, B'chin Aschoch Metato Sheloi Mechaveroi, and as a result of his accepting payment from the other person, his Malchus is receiving Chiyus from that other person. When somebody gives you bucks, he's giving you chius. It's called livelihood, earning a livelihood. He's shining chius into your malchus. He's paying your rent, or your arnuno, or this or that. That's chius into your malchus. V'alkein hu chayev b'gnei v'aveda. Therefore, the one who received this chius, the Shemer Socher is being paid for watching, he's responsible for gnei v'aveda, shehi toli b'pegam hadasana, which we said earlier. How does something get stolen from a person? Or how does somebody lose something? Pegam adas. They weren't thinking enough about the item to take the proper precaution to lock the door or to make sure it wouldn't fall out of their pocket. That's called pegam adas. And if somebody is shining chivus to me, if somebody is paying me, they're giving me that. They did their part to give me chokhmah, to give me the seor of chokhmah. If something goes wrong now, it's my fault. Whereas the person who agrees to watch somebody else's thing for free completely, where he's getting zero pleasure from the item, he has no use of the item, and he isn't accepting any payment for his watching, he's not liable at all, ki enoy mechuyev rak lishmar. He's only responsible to watch it. Ki hu chayev atzmoy lish, ki hu chiyev atzmoy lishmar. He undertook the obligation to watch it. Aval kisheshomer koroy. But when he does what he's supposed to do in terms of basically watching the item, v'yafal pikein ira gneva voinis, and despite that, somebody sneaks in through a window in his house, you know, somebody breaks the window and comes in and steals it and takes it away. My havalei lemeved, what should he have done? Ki ein hadovar bachriyusoi. The item is not in his responsibility, because he's not getting any pleasure from it, and he didn't receive any schar for the watching. Aval hashomer socher oya shoyel, hadovar bachriyusam. Whereas the Shomer Socher and Shoyel, the object is in their responsibility. Afal pi sheshomru karoi, where even if they watch the item properly, afal pi kein hadovar bachriyusam linyan gneva vavedo yoinsin kol echad kvidinoi. Despite that, the object is considered in their responsibility regarding gneva vavedo for the Shomer Socher, or regarding oinsin even for the Shoyel. Ki achrayis hadovor hu tolui b'mi she'olov mutol lahalois es b'chinas amalchus b'chinas chochmet atoshesh b'es hadovor. Because the responsibility on an item is upon the person who has the ability to elevate that item, that malchus, out of the hands of the klipois. Dehainu hashoyel shekol hanosheloi olov mutol lahalois b'chinas amalchus haydei chesed shebikdusha. The shoyel, the one who's borrowing the item, where he was given full rights to use that item, full pleasure, then the tikkun hamalchus in that item through chesed is up to him. It's on his head completely. And if he does it properly, that'll save it from any harm or damage. Therefore, by the shoyel, the object is considered his, even regarding oinsin. And so to the one who's receiving payment for watching, the object is considered his regarding Gneva Vaveda, Vahovein Hadovar Hetev. And Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this very well. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph A, Vialkein, therefore, Ha'umnin. An Uman means a craftsman, a person who fixes your car, or a person who makes something for you, a Kablan who's building a house for you, let's say, is called an Uman. Or it's a person who you've given them something that you have that requires repair. Ha'umnin, they have a status of Shomer Socher, which means they're liable for Gneva Vaveda, they're not liable for Oinsin. Ki tikun ha'umnin shemesaknin ezedovor hualidei bechinas chochmotato. Because the craftsman, the mechanic who fixes the car or the refrigerator, he's using chochmotato, shehu bechinas ha'umon shel kol davar sheboilam, which is the concept of the knowledge of this type of knowledge in the physical world. Ki ikar ha'umnis hualidei asechel. Because the main knowledge of how to repair things and how to make things is based on sechel, shehu aida sechel shehu uman hamesakin kol tov shaboilam. It's the brain that's the fixer of everything in the world, in a sense. V'alkein hatoyra hakdoisha shubachinas chochma shemishom nimshochin kol hachochma shaboilam hu bechinas ha'uman shel kol ha'ilam. Therefore, the Torah, which is the source of all chochma in the world, is the uman of the world. It's the craftsman of the world. As the Pasuk says, I was trustworthy to Hashem. This is talking about the Torah. And the Medrash says, don't read it Omun, but rather read it Uman. That the Torah was the craftsman of Hashem. That was the tool, the blueprint that Hashem used to create the world. Umishom nishtal shel hachochmo l'chol b'nei odom sh'yesh lem gamken chochmo l'asos umnus l'sakin kol advorim. And it's from the Torah that there spirals down to people the knowledge, the individual knowledge that each one has as to how to repair different things or how to make different things. Ki kol hadvorim tzrichim tikun v'umnus. Because everything in this world requires making or fixing. Ki kach bora shemis bora chasayilam aydeh ha'Torah shu'uman. Because this is how Hashem created the world through the Torah. Shekol bnei odom yikablu chochma mechochmas ha'Torah. He designed the world in such a way that everybody in the world should be able to receive their chochma via the Torah. Ve'yihi biyotam gam kein umnus lasis kelim ulasakin koladvorim sheboilam aidei chochmosam shemekadlim yichochmas haTorah. And that people should have the ability to make things and to fix things using the chochma which they receive ultimately from the Torah. This is why Hashem created everything in the world where it requires a tikkun through man. Kemuva b'medrash, as is brought in Medrash Rabbah, in Bereishis Rabbah, Perek Yud Aleph. Shekol hadvorim tzrichim tikkun al yedei b'nei Adam, that everything in this world needs to be completed by man. Bread doesn't grow on trees. Man has to take, plant it and turn it into flour and bake it in order to make it bread. Nimtza shekol ha'umonus hu al yedei b'chinas chochma. So therefore, the ability to make things and to fix things is all based on chochma. Hainu al yedei b'chinas chochma tato shehi ha'chochma ha'menaheges ha'soylam. Now, which chochma is this? This is the lower chochma, which is what runs the world, either governs the world or runs the world. The physical world, the operation of the physical world is via Chochma Tato. V'alkein ha'umnin shaymrei socher hein. Therefore, those people that are involved in this, that are involved in this tikkun olam, they have a status of shaymrei socher. Ki me'achar shechogar mosnov lihi yosuman, because once this person has girded himself to be a craftsman, ulasakin oisedover, and to fix a particular item or to make a certain item, nimtzo shechiev atzmoi lahamshich chius loisedover. He has obligated himself and made himself responsible to draw chius into that item, to make that item alive, to make that car work, to make that object function. Ki ha'umanus hu bechinas ha'chochmo ha'mechaye es hadover. Because the craftsmanship is the life force that gives life to the item. There's a pasuk that says, "Hachochma techaye bo'aleho." Chochma gives life. When you have a car that ain't going, it ain't working, it's dead, and then you get a craftsman who takes that thing and makes it work, makes it alive. It's what? With what did he make it alive? With his chochma, his knowledge, his diagnosing the problem correctly, and knowing how to correct it and change it. His chochma is what's giving chias to that item. Umesakin oisayin, and is fixing it. Va'alkein hu chayiv kemoy hashemer socher. Therefore, he has the same liabilities as shemer socher. Dahainu shechayiv b'gneva v'aveda shehu tolui b'shleimus hadas. He's only chayiv for those types of liabilities which are dependent on the das, on shleimus hadas, which are gneva v'aveda, theft and loss. Dahainu, aydei shemechayin es b'chinas hachochma tato kanal. We said, how do you protect yourself from that? By drawing chius into your chochma tato, by plugging your chochma tato into the oyer haponim, the light of Hashem's face, and drawing chius there. Ki ha'uman, ikar ha'umnus hi b'chinas zu, because a person who's a craftsman of any sort, the main avoider in his umnus is lahamshich chius al yidei ha'toyrah, his job is to plug himself into the Torah, and to the extent that he's learning Torah, his knowledge of Torah should give chias to his knowledge of his craftsman, of his trade, of his parnasa, whatever he's doing, in order to make the tikkun of that item. Therefore, those types of damage and harm that come from lack of das, that's on his head. Because he undertook to be the das of this item. Opening up a car, a car mechanic shop means that I have the das to understand what's where did you get that das from? From some course below? The das comes from the Torah. To the extent that you're learning Torah properly, and your knowledge of Torah is feeding your Chochma Tator. The knowledge of Torah is Chochma Ilah, which feeds the Chochma Tator, which is your knowledge of how to help in the operation of the world. Avul ba'oinsim, p'turim. Whereas the Uman is potter from oinis, if lightning strikes the place, or again, if a hurricane hits, or something like that. Ki mei oinsim, ein yechoyl nishmor, ki mei dei b'chinas ha'chesed kanal. Because the thing that protects from oinsim was the chesed that we spoke about earlier. V'zeh toli b'mishe mekabel ha'hanoa. And the only one that can do chesed with that car is the one who has full use of the car. And that's not the mechanic, it's the owner. The owner is the one that has the right to do chesed with it. That has the right of hanoa on that car. Therefore, the responsibility of the chesed is his responsibility. Shehu tzorech lahalois ha'hanoa v'ho'avo l'shoyrish ha'chesed shebikdusha. It's the one that has the right of Hanoah on the item. He's the one that has this test of dealing with the Ahavois Nefulois and the Chesed Dikdusha, which is what serves to protect from Oinsin, from that type of harm. And when the person is zochet to get the malchus out of the hands of the Dalet Malchus of Klipa, remember we had mentioned earlier that the symbolism that's used in Novi to represent those four Malchus of Klipa was wild animals. Chais, a bear and a lion and this, that, which is the category of Oinsin. So therefore, the liability for Oinsin, that comes from being able to extract, the one who's liable for that is the one who is in a position to extract the malchus from the hands of the four Malchus of Klipa. That's his responsibility. That's the one who's responsible for the Oinsin. And by fixing these two items, that's how a person is protected from all types of harm. And this is the main shmira for a person's possessions. The shmira comes from being able to make these two types of tikkunim. One is the tikkun of being able to take the item out of the hands of Klipa and bring it into the hands of the Kedusha, which we said is dependent on chesed. It's chesed that's the thing that slices away the malchus from the hands of Klipa and brings it up. And we said that chesed, one example of it is charity, or gemilas chesed, that's one example of it. A second example of it is a tikkun of the ahava, where your love for the item isn't a meaningless love, it's a love that's connected. Why do I love my car? Because without my car, I can't go to the sikh, and I can't go to the car, I can't do all kinds of mitzvahs, which it enables me to do, or it makes it easier for me to do. That's, if the ahava for the item is an ahava that's connected to Hashem, then it's an ahava of kedusha. Then you have that chesed, which makes it that the Klipois can't get hold of that car and schlep it down to them. They can't pull it down to them. Whereas if not, it's the opposite. That's one aspect of the tikkun. The second aspect of the tikkun is even after it's out of their hands, that's not enough. It's still malchus. It's still something that's ready to die and dry up in a second. Horabonus mikaberes. How do you keep it alive? You have to shine into it from the chochmoy law. And we said in this case, it's the kesher to Torah, the one who's a craftsman or whatever, or it's the lack of hesach hadas, it's the making a conscientious effort to guard the item, you know, the shomer, whoever it is, or the kesher to Torah, that tikkun hadas, that's what protects the item from the other types of harm, which are gneva v'aveda, which are the result of hesach hadas. One small piece at the end now, paragraph vov, v'zeh b'chinas birkas koyanim. Rav Nosson Zal says, with this we can understand the concept of the bracha that the Koyanim give to Bnei Israel, which is Bechinas Koi Sevorachu. The Pasuk says, this is how you should bless the Jews. Koi Daika. Note how the Chumash begins the bracha to Klal Yisrael with the word Koi, Bechinas Malchus, Kiyodua. Because this word Koi, 25, symbolizes the Malchus. Which sentence is there in the Tefillah that's called Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shamayim, where we take upon ourselves the kingdom of Hashem? Shema. Shema has exactly 25 letters in it. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Those 25 letters represent Malchus Dikdusha. That's the Malchus Dikdusha. The holiday of Chanukah, the Sifrei Kabbalah explain is Chanu Chofhei. The Jews rested in a place of malchus, in a place of emuna. The thing that the Greeks wanted to do to the Jewish people was to take away their faith in Hashem, right? The Greeks decreed that they wanted the Jews to write down that you have no portion in Hashem, write down on the horn of an ox that you don't believe in Hashem anymore. That's what the Greeks wanted. They wanted to take away the emuna from the Jewish people. And therefore, Chanukah, which represents our victory over them, the victory is a victory of emunah, over the opposite of emunah, over their Greek philosophy, their chokhmas, you know, their philosophies and that kind of stuff. That's this number 25. So Rav Nosson Zal says here, ki ha-koyanim hem b'chinas chesed, because we know there's a special division in Am Yisrael that's in charge of chesed, and that's the koyanim. Koyan is chesed, Levi is gevura, and Yisrael is the combination of the two, teferis. V'yalkein hem yecholim lahaloi sulavorech. Therefore, the koyanim have the ability to elevate the malchus and to bless. Ulahachyos es bechinas hamalchus, and to shine life into the malchus. Shehi bechinas klal Yisrael. The malchus is the Jewish people. They are the malchus of Hashem. We're called mamleches koyanim v'goy kodosh. Bechinas koy sevorechu. V'ze bechinas yivorechecho Hashem. The Gemara says, explains what each word in the bracha means in the Berachas Koyanim. When they say Yivorech Hashem, may Hashem bless you with what? B'momoin, with money. Ki ha-momoin dahainu hu ashirus hu b'chinas malchus digdusha. Because we learned earlier that money, which is wealth, represents malchus digdusha. Va'idei shefa ha-momoin digdusha nimshach he'oro v'chius l'b'chinas ha-malchus kanal. And when there is a flow of holy money, kosher money, good money, then the malchus is receiving its light, its chias that it needs. That's its the energy that the malchus needs. V'zeh v'yishmerecha. This is why the Kohanim tell us v'yishmerecha. The Gemara says min amazikin. Hashem should protect us from all types of things that would want to harm us. Hainu mibchinas dalet malchiyos shehem maziki alma. This means to protect us from these four kingdoms, which are the destroyers of the world. Shemishon boim kol ha'ezekos kanal. We said earlier that they are the source of all kinds of damage and harm to Bnei Israel. Ki akoyanim shehem bchinas chesed malines hamalchus mehem. It's the koyanim who are the symbol of chesed. They're the ones who have the ability to slice away the malchus from the four kingdoms of tumah and elevate it into the kedusha. The bechinas kitzru lefi chesed. As we said earlier, you can cut with chesed. Vazai malines hamalchus loyer haponim. And then they elevate the malchus to the oyer haponim, to the light of Hashem's face. Vezeh bechinas yoyer Hashem pono veilecho vichuneko. This is why we say, may Hashem shine the light of His face upon you and show you grace. Bechinas oyer haponim. This is the concept of the light of the face. So Rav Nosson Zal just showed that in this act of Berachas Koyanim, you have that whole chapter in the Likutei Moran being presented. The Chesed, which cuts away the Malchus from the Klipa, the Ashirus, and brings it into Klal Yisrael, and it protects it from the Mazikin, and it plugs the Malchus into the Or HaKonim. All in that one little paragraph. We know, by the way, that the number 60 represents Malchus. There's a pasuk, Shishim Hema Malochus. 60 are kings, referring to the 60 descendants of Avraham Avinu, I believe, that represent the first kingdom of the Jewish people, kingdom of Kiddush in a sense. And I believe it's brought that there are 60 letters in Birchas Koyanim. Yevorech Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yor Hashem pono v'ilecha v'chuneko, Yitzha Hashem pono v'ilecha v'yasem l'chasholim. There's exactly 60 letters there, corresponding to the 60 giboirim that surrounded and protected Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech represented the Shlemus of Malchus Digdusha. He had these 60 giboirim around him. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, B'Shmuel Ksiv, when Shmuel Anovi was born, something happened where Hashem was going to kill him. His mother, when she first gave birth to him and she named him Shmuel, she said, May Hashem She'iltiv, I asked for him from Hashem, I asked him from Hashem, V'gam Onoichi Hish'altiu L'Hashem, and I also lent him to Hashem. His mother gave him away completely. She gave Shmuel Anovi to work in the Beis HaMikdash under Eli HaKoyen, just to serve Hashem, not to get any personal hanor from Shmuel Anovi at all whatsoever. The Gemara says, Kol hayomim asher hoyu hu shol Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nase shoyel olav. As long as Shmuel Hanovi was lent to Hashem, Hashem was responsible like a shoyel over him. Kemo Shapirish Rashi Sham, as Rashi Kodesh writes over there, Vayishasev Shmuel Daiko. Rav Moses Zal says this is why when Rabbeinu Zal, Elikutei Moran, shows us the tzaddik who had the ability to slice the malchus away from the klipos and bring it into the Kedusha, it was Shmuel Hanovi who took Agag, the king of Amalek, and cut him into four pieces. meaning he sliced away the malchus from the hands of the klipos, and the word that's used in the Novi over there is vayishasev, shin samach pei, is shavuos, sukkos, pesach. That using the power of the three holidays, Rabbi Nizal says this in the Likutei Moran, that which represent the time when the light of Hashem's face is shining. We said that that's part of the tikkun hamalchus, this oyer haponim of Hashem. That's what gave the ability to slice Agag into four, which means to slice away the malchus from the hands of Amalek, who is the symbolic of all four nations put together, all four nations of Klipa, and return it to Kedusha. He was the one who anointed Dovr HaMelech as king. Why? Because he was the one who forced Hashem to be the Shoyer. His mother lent him to Hashem. Hashem became the borrower for him, so Hashem had full liability on him. As Rav Nosazal shows a connection here, showing this whole union of Shoyel, that by him, because Hashem was Shoyel, therefore he was super tikkun of Malchus Tikdusha.